Hello, good afternoon. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Can you hear me? Oh, very dissatisfied. Is that correct? Okay, and let me also ask you, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you? Let's start. Democracy. Hello? Can you hear me? From a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means it is not as an important issue to you, and 10 means it's very important issue to you. We have democracy. I'm sorry. What would you choose between 0 to 10?
5.
And climate change. Criminal justice reform. Voting rights. Racism and discrimination. Immigration. Crime and violence. Abortion rights. I'm sorry, is it 10 or 8?
10.
Healthcare.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
Student loan debt.
8.
K-12 education.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
8.
What is your race? Is it white, black, or African American? American India or Alaska Native? Asian? Maybe Pacific Islander? Middle Eastern? Or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African American.
And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
May I ask, what is the year of your birth?
1993.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or
college
below?
Diploma.
Oh, high school diploma?
College.
Oh, college. Got it. Yes, second. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. When a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
2.
Number 2, you said?
2.
And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
2.
Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So let's start. We have Brian Kemp.
2.
John Assaf.
I'm not sure.
John Assaf. Do you want me to spell the last name for you? It's O-S-S-O.
No, I'm not sure how I feel about him.
Oh. Well, we got different options. So we got the scale from 0 to 10. And if you never hear of this person, so that's the other option you have. So what
never
would you
heard
choose?
Of him.
Okay. Tim Walz.
Never heard of him.
And Raphael Wernick.
4.
Andrew Deakins.
Never heard of him.
J.D. Vance.
Never heard of him.
Okay. And
never heard
we
of
have
him.
Brad Raffensperger.
Never heard of him.
I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
If you had to choose for whom would you vote, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Undecided.
If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided? Or you're not planning to vote?
Undecided.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? We have Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, other did
Joe,
not vote.
For Joe Biden.
Okay. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it would make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
No difference.
And below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the Congress, the protests you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the protests you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly preventing progress. A 5 means you are not sure. And a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. We have Vice President Harris,